Oh, God is such a great God, worthy of our praise. Oh, thank you. We just want to welcome everyone tonight and just encourage you to keep on going after God. Plain and simple, go after God.
Cares aside, I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
All my days I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live for you.
And all my days I know still stand. All my days I'll live for you. All my days I'll live. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Thank you.
Father. You're good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all.
Presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I jump with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to stand here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've gone with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to see your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else. I just want you. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you.
Thank you, Lord.
And nothing else.
Nothing else.
And nothing else,
To the plan that the Father had, and you were faithful even to the cross to take on all the sin for the whole world.
Sin everything.
And you redeemed us.
Redeemed me, God.
And you loved us. And you've given us the keys to the kingdom so that we can walk with power
victory,
and with authority,
God. Victory in
over
your
the
name,
gates
God.
Of hell. And Jesus, you said you will build your church. You will build your church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, that we are your church.
We are your church.
We are your church. Hallelujah. And you put everything under your feet.
Everything.
So it's under our feet. Because we are your church. We are the bride of Christ. Because you choose to love us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we praise you. And Jesus, I thank you that even
right now,
at this very moment, you are a faithful high priest making intercession for us because you love us and you are faithful and true. So, Father, I just pray for each one here tonight.
Right here tonight, God.
You strengthen, you encourage. Let every heart be soft and pliable before you as clay in the potter's hands. Let every ear be open. And let every eye be open to see you and fixed upon you.
Hallelujah.
And Father, may we be surrendered before you. We are your bond servants, but you no longer call us servants. You call us sons and daughters of the Most High God. So thank you, Lord, for who we are because of you, because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. So, Father, we ask your anointing upon Pastor Chris tonight as he delivers your word. And we ask that all of our hearts be open to receive your word this night. Lord, as you're growing and moving forward your kingdom, establishing your kingdom, and you're using us, you choose to use empty vessels that are filled with Christ Jesus, filled with your Holy Spirit. So have your way. Have your way in this place tonight, Lord. Let this work that you have started, you are the beginning. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And you are the beginning and the end. And you will finish what you started. So thank you for this work that you started. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we can be part of this unshakable kingdom that you've established. Just have your way here tonight. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
We give our ears. We give our ears to God and we say nothing else. And nothing else. I don't want to hear nothing else but you, God. Come on, yes, Lord. And nothing else to do. Hey,
I just want you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
And nothing else.
Come on. Come on.
Nothing else but you.
Oh, I just want you.
nothing else.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you.
Come on, yeah, yes. I just want you. Come on, is that your heart tonight?
I just want you.
Come on, that, I pray that tonight that we hear.
I just want you.
Let the Lord speak louder than any problem, than any situation. Let His voice speak louder. Come on, let it speak louder.
I just want you.
Come on, no distractions. No distractions.
I just want you. I just want you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise team. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, He's worthy. Hallelujah. May be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. God is good. God is good. I'll let everybody, the kids go to the classes, and I want you to hear this tonight. I want you to hear the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can I declare something to you tonight? I want you to hear this. Can they say, today is the day that the Lord has made? I want you to hear this and know that sometimes the day bring a lot of things with it. Hear me, hear me. Come on, catch me, catch me, catch me, catch me. Come on. Watch, watch, listen. I want you to hear this. The day sometimes brings a lot of things with it. Days come, days go. Sometimes they're good days. Sometimes it seems like they're bad days. They keep coming. But I'm here to tell you, there's not one day. There's not one day that takes God by surprise. Come on, amen. Tell someone there's not one day. There's not one day that takes God by surprise. Hallelujah. There's not one day. Hallelujah. There's not one thing that you go through, that you're experiencing in your life, that has taken God by surprise. Hear me tonight. Come on, amen. Because He's God. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty. So there's nothing. Tell somebody there's nothing. There's nothing in the day that's greater than your God. There's nothing in the day. Hallelujah! There's nothing in my day that's greater than my God. I got that. Let that be rooted and grounded within me. Hallelujah! That I'm unshakable. Why? Because there's nothing greater. There's nothing that can separate me from my God. Nothing. Hallelujah! No matter what it is. They try. I'm here to tell you tonight, I want you to hear, there's some days that are worse than others. Some days try to get big. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing bigger than my God. Sometimes there's those things that get elevated and they seem to be bigger than God. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing. There's nothing bigger than your God. Bible says this. He says, give me. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Give me, Randy. Give me this day. Give me this day. Say today. Give me the bread. Give me God. Hallelujah. What's going to get me through this day? Hallelujah. Not just squeak by, but I want you, God, hallelujah, to take me through this, that I'm going to give you my daily bread. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you what's significant, what you need, that whatever you face, I want to give you, hallelujah, what you need to get through this day with victory. I want to be the provision within your life. The sustenance. See, food is sustenance. It's what gives me life. It's what gives me strength. God says, I want me, yet me. Come on, let me be your bread. Let me be, hallelujah, your provision. Come on,
Let me be the provision that you run into. Let me be the provision that protects you, that heals you. Come on. Let me be your provision to whatever you face, whatever you're going through. I want to be your provision. I want to be your daily bread. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Thank you.
Oh, there's only one left up there. The other one's got raptured out. All right. I won't go there. Let's check it out. 1 Samuel. Say, 1 Samuel, can you help me tonight? What's wrong? Turn my light. Better? Oh. Is that better?
Very good. Are you ready? I want you to hear this tonight. How many of you have ever been to Ziklag? Wait, you been to Ziklag? Josh been there. How many of you ever been to Ziklag? I want you to know that by the time I'm done, you're going to realize you probably have been. And this is what I mean by that, is that we're going to begin to read this. I want you to see that sometimes we're not meant to stay there. But every one of us somewhere, somehow have faced and been in Ziklag. And this is what I mean by this. I want to read this to you. And it says, and it came to pass that when David is his men were come to Ziklag on the third day. Say Ziklag. Now, I want to give you this understanding of this. And it says, in that Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. It says, and had taken the women captives. He says, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken. And David and the people that were with him, they lifted up their voice and they wept until they had no more power. There's some things in our life that we face like Ziklag that'll bring us to a place where that we have no more power. Now, I want you to hear this and understand that sometimes Ziklag is like those moments in life where that it is one issue after the other. How many of you have ever been to a place where that there's one thing comes in your life, and we've talked about how that there's sometimes the enemy will come in invited, invented, or invaded. Right here, this was a place where that it was just an invasion. And it was by the Amalekites. And I want you to catch this tonight, because there's a spirit of Amalekites that still is in the earth. Come on. It is the spirit of the flesh, and it is that spirit that tries to disrupt your faith. See, it was the Amalekites that was the first battle that they faced when they came in. Come on, the first battle as a people that they faced were the Amalekites. And listen, I want you to know that they took them off guard, that they surprised them. It was unprovoked. It wasn't initiated. I'm here to tell you, I want you to think about this. There's some things in our life that have not been initiated by you, but they've been provoked unnecessarily. There's some things that came my way. Come on, how many of you had some things that have invaded your space or your life that sometimes it begins to come? And we begin to think that it invaded his family, his friends, come on, his home. And not just did they take him away, but they burned it to the ground. I want you to hear this. Listen to me. The enemy wants to burn it to the ground. He wants you to be at a place where that there's nothing left, that you cannot, when you have a fire and everything's burned, I'm here to tell you, you're standing on ashes. There's no way for you to fix it.
Come on, amen.
Come on, amen. Listen, I want you to pull from me tonight. Listen, pull from me. I want you to get this, because there's some things in life that come so fast and so quick, and they mount up one after the other. These are unprovoked. You didn't ask for them, but they come. And they'll come in multiples. It's not like, well, I'm speaking this, but this is truth. This is life. These things come our way. And the enemy uses these things to try to distract us, to discourage us, and to cause us to give up on our faith. See, I want you to hear this. How many of you guys know that, listen, David, he was on his way back from a place that he was rejected. Hear me tonight. I'm going to give this to you real quick. There's a lot into this. But they were going to go after Saul,
who Saul was fighting the Philistines, which David was going to be on the Philistines' side fighting Saul. So he was with his former enemy, and he was going to evade his enemy, Saul. But the Philistines, Saul hated him, and the Philistines decided to say to David, David, we don't want you to come with us. His enemies did not want even want him around. Man, if you're not feeling rejected by now, come on, amen. Listen, oh, you showed up at someone's house. He's like, oh, I didn't know you're here, and they didn't invite you in. There's a place of rejection that sometimes you might feel, and it was disappointing. Come on, I don't know, whatever, there's some things that happen, and you get this bad news, and you're on your way home, and before you even get home, you begin to see the aftermath of what took place. And before you can have time to breathe, hear me tonight. I want to help you. I want you to take hold of this. I do not want this to go through our ears. I want us to take hold of it and to take hold of it because these are truths that we can build our lives on. This is a pattern for us to walk in. We got to know the tactics of the enemy so that we can stand, hallelujah, and be faithful. That whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, we can let the standard of God rise up within us. So this is what I'm talking about, amen? That I'm tired of seeing people get pushed around and knocked down and get swept away. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of the Amalekites getting the winning the battles, the flesh overcoming people. I want you to see them. This is what I want you to see, that as they came, I got to read some of my notes. Is that all right? These are facing on every front. It's like you can't, there's not a front or an area. Man, your backside, your front side, that every area seems like it's getting kicked. Come on. So listen, friends and family, home, work, one after the other. Listen, I've been in some of these places where that I've faced some of these things, man, where that I was on the edge of losing my house, on the edge of losing family members. Feeling like that they separated from me. Come on, amen. We've all been there where you've been in these places where some things come in and they challenge relationships. Come on, amen. That even my faith at that moment was being challenged. It felt like it was being burned to the ground. It felt like I had no more power within me to stand. Hallelujah. Listen, he says, and it's that moment where I feel, come on, say, I feel bankrupt. See, it's that place where you feel bankrupt, where you feel there's no hope. See, the enemy wants you to be at a place where that you feel no more hope, that you feel hopeless. Come on, I got some good news tonight. Come on, amen. So it says, he says, and you feel alone. There's moments that you feel alone. There's places that you feel disappointed. Sometimes you're disappointed in yourself. And sometimes you're disappointed in other people. And sometimes people are disappointed in you. Sometimes you disappoint people. Sometimes people disappoint you. Come on, amen? Come on, there's been moments in my life where I have disappointed people. He says, but they were in a place, it was called Ziklag. And where Ziklag was in Judah. See, I want you to hear this. Listen to me. Judah means praise. See, the enemy, here's what. Listen, I want you to get this. He wants you to be bankrupt. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to be bankrupt naturally, emotionally, physically. But more than that, tell your neighbor more than that. He wants you to be spiritually bankrupt. He wants you to be spiritually hopeless, feeling you're disappointed, feeling you haven't been there. I want you to hear this tonight. I want you to hear this. There's those moments in that place that all of a sudden, when they were in this place that had no more breath, there's been places in my life where I've been so disappointed that it felt like my praise and my worship was bankrupt. That I felt like I couldn't lift up my hands no more. I felt like I couldn't sing another song. But I got to recognize that the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. I got to know who my God is. And I got to remind myself of who my God is. I got to remind myself of His faithfulness. Hear me tonight. Are you all right? So here we are. So it says, and David and the people, they were a place where that they lifted up their voices and they wept. Instead of praising, the only thing that came out of them was cries and sorrows. Come on. I've been to a place where I had no more tears to cry. I had no more tears to cry. Come on. Some of you have been there. Come on. You've been there. You've been in a place of disappointment. You felt like you had no more hope, that you've cried yourself and you feel like you have no more tears to cry. What will I do? Not only that, but there was a place where the people, they spoke of stoning him. I want you to hear something tonight. Stoning is something that's personal. You got to be face to face with that person to throw rocks at him. You got to be a place of real disappointment that in that moment you think the answer is to kill David. See, that's what our flesh will do. It'll leave us feeling bankrupt that there's no hope. And it causes you to move on your emotions and your feelings. That the answers come to you that, guess what? This is the way you got to deal with it. You got to kill David. Listen, Ziklag forces you, us, forces me to face where I put my trust. Help me tonight. I want you to see this. It forces me to face what I'm trusting in. There's Ziklag moments in our lives that come in our lives, and it's that moment how I deal with it. Who do I trust? Amen? He says, do I put my trust in my emotions? See, they blame David. Sometimes people around you, I want you to know that, listen, I got to realize my battle's not against flesh and blood. If I just had a new wife, no. No. I want you to hear this. If I just had a new husband, if I just had a new job, if I just had more money. Come on, help me tonight. Come on. And you begin to blame it, but I want you to know my battles are not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of spirit. There's a spirit, hallelujah, of the Amalekite spirit that tries to disrupt your faith and tries to get your faith in something else. Sometimes it's in my disappointment. Sometimes you begin to blame it on somebody else. You begin to point your finger. Some people say, I counsel marriage people, and the one thing that everybody says is, I don't love them anymore. I fell out of love with them. That's not true. That's not true. You fell into contempt. You begin to hold them accountable and don't let it go or don't forgive. You begin to look at them and hold them accountable to the way you feel. I want you to know that's what we do sometimes. Sometimes I don't want to jump ahead. Listen, that I begin to put my trust in people. Hear me real quick. Listen, sometimes I put my trust in people. I want you to know this, and I say this all the time, that listen, my wife is not my source of happiness. Now, trust me, she adds to it. Come on. So we put this sense of responsibility on one another, on people in our lives to make me happy or to give me joy or to do this. Or Pastor Chris, you gotta preach me happy tonight. I want you to know that you will face moments in your life where you have to make that decision that I'm not your source of happiness. Come on, hear me tonight. Come on. Whatever that might be. Come on. Whatever that thing, say that thing. Whatever that thing might be, I cannot let that be my source, my provision, my help, my purpose, my destiny. I cannot let that thing dictate where I stand and influence my decisions. Because that's where we get divisions, and that's where we get hatred, and that's where we get these things in churches. Not everyone is operating in the right spirit. Not everybody. Say not everybody. These ones, hear me real quick. These were the men that he met in Adullam. They came to him with their pains, with the hurts, with all these different issues. They came. And they committed themselves to stand together until Ziklag hit. They faced battles with him. They were through many things. But there's sometimes that Ziklags come in our lives. The enemy will use these moments in our lives that we face a decision and we begin to choose. See, hear me tonight. Listen, this moment right here, these were the mighty warriors that this, there's something. They are love for them. We love you. We'll never stop loving you. But there was a condition that their stuff, say my stuff. My stuff got touched. My feelings, my emotions, or this or that, whatever that might be, that you hurt my feelings, or you did this or that, we place it upon them. Am I making sense? This is, but listen, so we cannot operate in the soulless realm, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my thoughts, because my thoughts will deceive me. My emotions will trip me up. And the other thing is this. I cannot trust in my accomplishments. I want you to get this. See, that's what we do. Whenever we face things in our lives. See, David was faced with something right here and that. He couldn't trust in what was in the past. There's moments that what we do is we begin to trust our last victory. And we begin to rest on our laurels, our past, Sarah, past. You might have had some past victories, and those are awesome, and those are great, and those are part of the story. But I'm here to tell you, I cannot rest in my accomplishments, but here's what. So all those moments, this is the same guy that defeated Goliath. Come on, amen. That he fell. That in that moment, hallelujah, there was a sense of victory. In that moment, he could not rest upon that. It was in this moment that in that something stirred within him that he... In his heart, later on, he would write this verse. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. But I'm going to trust in the Lord. Come on, I cannot trust in my past accomplishments. I cannot trust in these people to find my victory for me. These guys have helped me. They were the horses. They were the chariots. They were involved in my life in the past. But right here, right now, I need to take care of business. I cannot trust them. The Bible says, he says, my help comes from the Lord. Psalms 120. I think that's what, is that the, that's a, I'll give you the scripture. Psalms 20 verse 7 and Psalms 27, 1 through 2. I cannot do that. I want you to know that we got to understand something here tonight. That I cannot find answers for any situation outside the Spirit. Every answer that I need is in the Spirit. Whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whatever those things might be, whatever battles I faced, whatever enemies might come against me, whatever things I go through, there's things that we're battling. That right here I got to understand I need to trust in the Lord. Amen? That I can't find it outside of the spiritual realm. I can't. I'm here to tell you, come on, there's times and there are moments that I've tried to trust in things to make me feel good. I've had this, I've had that, I've had these things, I've had friends, I've had other friends, and I had more friends. I had this and I had that. And every time I come to the place to realize, listen, my answer is in spiritual. It is in the Lord. Hallelujah. It is in the Spirit. That's where the answers are. I try to find it in the flesh. But the answer, my image, I try to find out who I am. I try to do this and that. It's not there. It's in the Spirit. Say it's in the Spirit. It's in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I got to find it in the Lord. I got to seek the Lord. I'm meant to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. I need to walk under the influence of the Spirit, not the flesh. Because that brings death. If I try to find my answers outside of God, I will die. Helpless and hopeless, devastated, disappointed, weak and failing. But my hope comes from the Lord. But in the Spirit, hallelujah, is life. Whew. And life more abundantly, that's what He offers. That's what He brings to us. So here's this moment right here. Come on, that every one of us face. Every one of us get to these places. He says, but how do I deal with it? How do I deal with these moments? How do I deal with Ziklag? Come on, how do I deal with Ziklag? How do I get through these moments that are hard, that are devastating? I can't catch my breath. I can't really. But it says they were stoning him because of the soul. I just want to throw that out. Say soul. They wanted to stone him because of the soul. And he says, so, and all the people was grieved, and every man of his own sons and the daughters, but David. Say, but David. Got my towel. My towel. Right here. Say, but David. Come on. Say, but Liza. Say, but Dale. Say, but Jay. Come on, amen. Say, but Susan. Come on, say your name, amen. But me, hallelujah. I encourage myself. See, that's the thing. Some people say, oh, you need to encourage yourself. I want you to know, I can never encourage myself. It will fail. It's in the Spirit. Say, well, no, I need to get encouraged. Listen, I'm here to tell you. Can I just say this? Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we need a break. Sometimes, but I'm here to tell you, I will never find it in that. I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. I said, I want you to get this, because here's why. Because there was moments where everything collapsed for me, and I just thought I just needed a break. I need to get away from God. I need to get away from everything. I'm here to tell you, that ain't the answer. That's what the enemy wants you to do. I will not find my strength in encouraging myself. I got to find my strength in the Lord. Come on, amen. I got to find my strength in the Lord. I'm here to tell you, come on. Listen, I need to find my strength in who He is. I need to trust who He is in my life. And I need to encourage myself in the Lord, my God. I need to encourage myself in the Lord, my God. I need to encourage myself in the Lord, my God. Come on, amen. He's my God. I need to encourage myself, because I'm here to tell you, not everybody is going to be in that moment, in those situations, because God will let us get to a place where we're facing our Ziklag, and I got to choose whether I'm going to trust in people, horses, or whatever that might be, or I'm going to trust in the Lord. See, God wants to be your source. God wants to be your destiny that you're aiming for. God wants you, Him, to be the like my wife says, the thing that you choose first. Place me first, hallelujah. Let me be in that first place. Sometimes along our journey, sometimes we begin to position ourselves in the wrong places. Sometimes we begin to trust in other things. But Ziklag causes me to face what I trust. Listen, and David, I want you to hear this. See, Ziklag did not take God off guard. But God was working something in him. Become more important than anything else. God was working something within David and these men and these ones. Hear me, listen. So David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Verse 7, and David said unto Abiathar the priest, the Amalekite's son, I pray thee, Abiathar brought the ephod. Say the ephod. Wow. So I want you to hear this. I want you to see that I need to place myself. Say myself. In an environment that I'm influenced by the Spirit of God. I have a responsibility. Come on, amen. Listen to me with my faith. That when things face, I got to be at that place where that I put myself in the environment that I'm influenced by the Spirit of God. I want to help you. I want you to hear this, that sometimes we put ourselves in the wrong environments, in the hands of the wrong people, in wrong situations. But God says, I want you to put your trust in me. I want you to encourage yourself. I want you to find your strength in me. I want you to position yourself. Come on. We all know the whole thing. That body, soul, and spirit. Come on, amen. That we got to turn. I got to turn towards the spirit. I got to put myself in a position. I got to seek the kingdom of God in his righteousness first. Put that up real quick for me. You got that, Randy? But what we do is we begin to conform. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. What we end up doing is we begin to conform to our problems, to our situations, to our rejection. We conform to our disappointment. We conform to our bitterness. We conform to our rejection. We conform to those things. See, David was in that place that he felt helpless. Everything was burned to the ground. There was no way he was going to bring this up himself. He felt that place of hopelessness. In that moment, I have to put myself under the influence of God, of the Spirit of God to move in me, to begin to transform me, to renew my thinking to right thinking. I begin to get God thoughts. I begin to let God begin to influence me. We let our problems influence our decisions. We let our problems shape our thinking. And God says, I want you, hallelujah, to renew your thinking towards me. I want you to turn. I want you to repent. I want you to look at me from which your help comes from. I'm the only one, hallelujah, that will sustain you, that provide for you, that will give you hope, that will give you purpose. But I have to position myself. I got to position myself. There's a responsibility. Tell someone there's a responsibility. Sometimes I'm waiting for victories and I'm not positioning. Sometimes I'm waiting for things to happen and I'll keep waiting. There's a responsibility that I have. The Bible says that he put Adam and Eve in the garden. I'm here to tell you there's a garden in you. And God says, I want you to till that garden, and I want you to keep it. I want you to keep renewing, tilling it. Because there's some things that try to grow up. Come on. There's some things that try to come. You got to pull the roots out. Come on. You got to pull some thoughts out. You got to pull those things in. And you got to begin to add what I have into your life. There's some things we got to, come on, we got to keep the garden. We got to prevent, we got to put ourselves in a position that I don't give the enemy any place in my heart, but I position myself, hallelujah. I position myself with the Lord. Not with my problems. I want you to hear this because those things will influence me. I want you to know here, sometimes I begin to listen to myself talk and I know where my position is. Sometimes I listen to other people. Don't worry. Don't get all nervous. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you because I listen. I listen not to judge you, but to help protect you and to pray for you. That when I hear your conversation, and if he's not the provision, if it's the problem that you're speaking about, if this, if it's that, oh, did you see Kelly? Oh, can you believe her? Or can you believe this? She's perfect in my eyes. Just to let everybody know. Come on, amen. This woman is perfect in my eyes. Come on, amen. Perfect. Hallelujah. I mean that. Listen. So here's the thing. That I, by my fruit of my lips, my position, what I speak from my mouth, what comes out is determined which way I'm positioning. If it's negative, if it's corrupt, if it's false imaginations, if it's all doom and gloom, but I got to stand this way. And I got to say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to position myself to give my Father, I'm going to give my Savior the opportunity, the Spirit of God to influence my decisions the right way. Come on, I'm going to give, hallelujah, let the Holy Spirit, I want you to hear it, that to walk in the Spirit means that I have to go the direction. And if I walk in the flesh, that means I'm walking with. If you walk in the Spirit, that means I'm walking with the Spirit. If I'm walking in the flesh, that means I'm walking with. I'm walking with my flesh. I'm walking with that. My answers, my disappointments, my pain, my sorrow, my worry, my fears. I got to position myself to let God heal me, to move in me. Listen, I'm going to finish. You all right? What time is it? Be truthful. And the Bible says this, but you shall, Acts 1:18, you don't have to go to Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. To be a witness. Hear me real quick. Listen. Say, I have power. You are power assisted. I talked to you before. Anybody ever drove a car that does not have power steering? Come on. You got to get up on top of that thing. Until I got power assistance. Come on. I could be rolling. With one hand. Say one hand. See, because why? Because I'm power assisted. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive power. What is power for? Power, hallelujah. That God, that you could trust in Him. Power that you can overcome the works of the flesh. Power that through Him, hallelujah, you will have influence, hallelujah, to begin to respond to your situations the right way. That you will have power to overcome, hallelujah, whatever that might be. That you have power. Say, I got power. I got power, power, wonder-working power. That's what I got. Amen. Come on. Amen. You're mighty and you're victorious. Come on. Don't let Ziklag bring you to a place where that you have no hope, that you're burned up and there's no hope. I'm here to tell you, turn your face to the Lord. That's where your help comes from. So here he is. So it says this, but I can be influenced, be a witness to God. I'm empowering you to be a witness. That if God can do it for me, He can do it for you. If God can deliver me, hallelujah, from a drug addiction, from alcohol, hallelujah, He can deliver you. I can let God, but as I position myself, to I can be a witness to wherever it might be. It says Samaria, Judea, Samaria, and the other post parts. Do you know what that means? That means you can hear, say here, where you are right there in Judea, Samaria, all those around you, unto the uttermost. God wants you to be a witness to yourself. God wants you to stand and encourage yourself to be influenced by the Spirit of God so that you can get victory. And God wants you to be a witness to your family. God wants you to be a witness to your family. And then God wants you to be a witness to the world. To those that are lost, that are dying. But we could be, or by this place, my influence, I could be a witness to my problem. I could be a witness to my circumstance. I could be a casualty to the problem. Say, not me. Because I'm going to wait on the Lord. Amen. He says, but we can be influenced by our problems. But I want to be overwhelmed by God's goodness. A sister in the Lord, Karen, Sister Karen, God bless her. Tell her you love her. Amen. Man, God's doing great things in her. She gave me such a great testimony tonight. I'll share it on Wednesday night in our testimony service. But I want you to hear this. She said to me, she goes, you know what? She goes, I keep getting hit by the little things, the good things of God. And now I feel like I'm overwhelmed by God's goodness. Come on, listen to me. Listen to me. So many times I hear people say, I'm overwhelmed by my problems. I want you to know that God says, hey, choose me because I want to overwhelm you with my goodness. Come on, choose me because I want to influence you. I want to overflow you with my goodness, with my mercy. But the problem is I'm influenced by my problems and I don't see the little things.
I don't see that I wake up with breath in my mouth. Hallelujah. I don't see what God has provided already through the cross. I don't see what He's given to me. Amen? I got to see the little things too. I'm done. I don't have a clock. Oh, thanks, Dan. I'm good. I'm done. Listen, can you play something so I can shut down? Wait, no. Before you do that, can you put the F-word up there real quick? Listen. There's the ephod. You see that? Ephod. Ephod is a vest. Say vest. It's a vest that David, it says David went and he says, listen, he says, give me the ephod. He's a priest. I want you to know that every one of us are priests unto God. That He has made each and every one of us priests. That means that we are called to minister to Him. And He ministers to us. And when He ministers to us, I minister to you. Come on, amen. There's a reciprocal. It begins to flow. As I begin to talk to God, God begins to talk to me. As I seek His face, hallelujah, He begins to seek me. He begins to reach for me. As I reach to God, He reaches for me. It goes both ways. It begins to flow. Do you see the pattern here? But God says, you're a priest. And He put on the vest. I just want to give it to you real quick. I wrote it down, so I'm going to say it. Amen. The white linen. White linen he put on. That's your undergarment. That's your undergarment. Say your underwear. He's got everything covered. But He has cleansed you. Cleansed you. Kel, you can't go that way. I'm sorry. It's blocked off. You got to go this way. She thinks I'm lying. She'll come back. You watch this. So here's the white linen. It speaks and demonstrates righteousness. It's not my righteousness. It's His righteousness. That's why I can meet with God. Because Jesus has made me righteous. Come on. See, my problems, my situations, my flesh tells me I'm not worthy. But God says, I've made you worthy. The gold, all the gold that was around there. It reveals His divine nature. The blue speaks of heavenly. Come on, that I need to have heavenly thoughts. I need to get my head, my eyes off the flesh, off the earth, off my problems. And I need to get my eyes on the heavenly. The scarlet represents the blood of the sacrifice. The two pieces that stand for resurrection and judgment, that the two pieces were tied together. They were the front part and there was a back part and they were tied together. It speaks of resurrection and judgment. Jesus, He took all the sin. All that sin. He became sin. He knew no sin. But He became sin. Everything that has come against you or might ever come against you, He took it upon Himself. Every pain, every sorrow, every brokenness, every rejection, every time somebody's hurt you, every time somebody talked about you, whatever it might be, He took it with Him to the grave. But I'm here to tell you, He rose again. He brought judgment upon all those issues. All those things that hurt you, that broke you, that spirit had to bow to Him. That cancer had to bow. Come on. That metal in those, whatever that might be, had to bow. Say, it has to bow. He says, in the two stones that are on the shoulders, right here on the shoulders, they commemorate His government, His authority. I'm here to tell you, listen, when I put on Christ, He's got everything on His shoulders. He carries it upon His shoulders. Hallelujah. So when I begin to seek God, when I begin to take, all of a sudden, I'm reminded that God says, I'm your authority. Hallelujah. I'm your authority. I have it upon. I am your intercessor. I'm the one that stands on your behalf. And the breastplate represents faith and love. And those are all the children of Israel. Every one of them are written upon there, upon the heart. Say, upon the heart. You're written upon God's heart. I'm done. I can't go any further. Listen, he says, and David inquired at the Lord. And he said, shall I
pursue after this troop? Shall they overtake them? And answered, pursue. Would you stand your feet? This is what he says. He says, pursue. He said, pursue. Say, pursue. I'm going to pray for you. So here's the thing. I want everybody here to hear this. I can never recover all until he recovers me. I'm going to say it again. I can never recover what he's got for me until I let him recover me, to heal me, touch me. That I give him that place to influence the hurts, the pains, the brokenness, the places of Ziklag that have disappointed me. I got to let him influence me. He recovers me. He heals me. He begins to bind me together. He begins to heal me. He causes me to rise back up. He pours in the oil and the wine. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. Father, I pray right now. Come on, just reach your hand out. Come on. Just receive this in Jesus' name. Even for your lives, whatever has disappointed you, whatever left you, whatever feels like has caused you to be abandoned, whatever it might be, whatever that thing might be, whatever you have faced, I'm here to tell you that God wants you to trust in Him. Whatever those things are, I know sometimes these things are hard, sometimes they feel bigger than us. I'm here to tell you, He's greater than, He's bigger than, He's stronger than. Hallelujah. My trust needs to be in the Lord. I need to acknowledge Him in all my ways. I need to trust in Him. I need to trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways. Acknowledge God. Let Him influence your thoughts. Let Him influence you. Don't let your situation cause you to lean. Your thoughts will cause you to lean on your problems. You'll lean on that circumstance. But God says, hallelujah, acknowledge me. Cause me. Stand before me. Receive what I have. Come on. I want you to receive it right now. Say, Father God, I receive what you've done for me at the cross. God, I physically come to a place in my heart that I say, God, I need to put you on. I need to take hold of what you've done for me. I need to take hold of that. I need to encourage myself in all that you've done. I need not leave anything on the table. Everything that you've given me, victory. For, I need to take hold of it by faith tonight, right here in this moment. Whatever it is, there's nothing bigger, there's nothing greater. It's God that heals. It's God that causes the victory to come in your life. You receive that tonight? You receive that tonight? And with that, everything within you would declare that you are. Stop, we're going to do it one more time. That you will declare with everything within you that you are. God's knocking, open up and let Him in. Come on.